recorded live.
Hey, oh, son of a bitch. Hey, everyone, this is Nick Nitro. With me always is...
is Jimmy, son of a bitch.
Jimmy, son of a bitch. Okay, this is a big episode. As a matter of fact, that was sort of a callback. If you've listened to the show before, you have no idea, do you?
How come our opening still says Talk Shoe when we haven't been on Talk Shoe in like 15 minutes?
Yes, we are, Jimmy. We are on Talk Shoe.
Have we even been on Talk Shoe since we finished?
Yes,
the
we have.
Of the last
we of course we have, Jimmy. We've always been on Talk Shoe with the good, the bad, and the geeky. Go along with it. They still host our book. It's additional
they host
13
us?
Love.
I love Talk Shoe. Talk Shoe rules my world.
And eventually, in a perfect world, if we would actually get more people to listen to the show, we would do more shows on Talk Shoe.
You know, if Talk Shoe were a woman, I would fuck it up the ass. In the good way.
Up the ass.
In the good way.
So, yeah, that was a playback. This is a big episode. Let's get off that.
It is.
Okay.
Well, it's for us. It's
for not, us.
I mean, number 15 isn't really a milestone number. But,
For us, our original podcast called The No Name Show went up to episode 15 when me and Jimmy realized that it was time to pretty much shoot the horse.
And it was like 18 months, 15 episodes, very random. Now we've done 15 episodes in what, 4 months?
4 months and
four months.
So we're moving up in the world.
And they've been structured other than like two or three. We've been pretty consistent with the format.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy that we've reached episode 15.
I know.
Unlike the No Name Show,
we're
this
going
show,
to keep going.
At least another 15 more.
Hopefully, anyway, that's our big goal. We'll throw a 30th podcast show party.
I think we can hit 45 by our 1 year anniversary.
I think so too.
40 to 45.
Yeah, I totally buy that.
I think that's a good. Goal to shoot for, even though, you know, according to our iTunes, we didn't record one for an entire month and then posted three in a week.
Well, you know.
However, we did record those weeks apart. Nick just didn't get around.
No, well, no, you're correct. You're correct.
I just thought that was funny because I looked at the iTunes and I'm like, look, we had nothing for a month and then three and like.
Yeah, and it's also really funny. We mention things that are like a week old or 2 weeks old or mm-hmm. 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
So I thought that was you. I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah.
Gigcast, the Good, Bad, and Geeky. 9/10, 9/12, 9/16. Before that, 9/7.
No, 9/7 is the start of it. 8/9. Skip from August 9th to September 7th, almost a month, and then the 7th, the 10th, the 12th, and the 16th. We did 4 podcasts in 9 days on iTunes, even though we actually did 4 podcasts in 4 weeks.
That was funny.
So sorry, iTunes listeners, for the delay.
Yeah, but for those who didn't know, the very beginning of the show, of No Name Show, we'd always play the Talk Shoe thing, and then I would always start, like, I think episode 11 where I actually tried to start talking, and of course, when you start recording on Talk Shoe, you press record, the thing goes, welcome, you're listening to Talk, or you're on Talk Shoe, recorded live, and I started too early, and I actually said, son of a bitch, recording live.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought that was a little throwback. And
well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But episode 15, big episode for
it
us.
Is. And you know what? This week's episode is called the 2007 season premiere. It's sort of. It's a jump ahead to everything.
See, what I was unclear of, if you were intending this to be like the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky season premiere?
It's a bit of both. It's a bit of both.
Because really, our season began like in late May. And
well,
then
our season hasn't really.
If you want to be particular,
our season hasn't ended and probably will never really officially end.
Well, even the Daily Show and the Colbert Report do seasons, but they do them by calendar year.
Right.
I was thinking our season, since we began at the end of the television season, perhaps our season should run like May through May. You know what I mean?
Take breaks in between?
No. I'm saying that. We started.
Oh, like, wait. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. May to May. Okay.
Right. Like the summers and then the whole.
My cherry Coke was delicious.
Year.
I had to taste it when zone out.
The television season and then there's the summer. But we started right before the summer and then the whole television season. That could all be one season. Like 12 months could be one season.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I want to taste my cherry Coke.
I do love cherry Coke. Especially Cherry Coke Zero,
so
but that's regular Cherry Coke.
That shit is good. You got some of that shit.
I mean, the last can yesterday. I was sad.
I really dug that. Well, you're a Zero. Like, every time I come over, you have, like, Diet Coke or some Coke Zero something.
Well, I buy the Cherry Coke Zero and the regular Coke Zero because they taste like regular Coke and Cherry Coke.
Well, I don't think the Coke Zero, to me, doesn't taste like, but the Cherry Coke tastes a lot more like this than normal Coke.
Cherry Coke Zero is my soda of choice at the moment, but I don't drink a ton of sodas.
Well, I was at Subway, and that was the only... of all the drinks there, so I had to choose.
I think Coke Zero is going to stick around. I've seen a couple of fountain Coke Zeros.
I know.
Now.
Well, they also said that about what's that the new color Mountain Dew they had.
Oh, who cares? Oh, I guess I did see fountains of that.
For yeah, because remember we used to work in one that had one.
Yeah.
They had the orange, and then they had the purple, and then they went back to green.
I don't know.
And I hate Mountain Dew anyway.
I just hope Coke Zero sticks around because it's way better than diet. They should just get rid of diet and keep the zero.
Oh, don't tell my father that. He's not a fan of. He loves the Diet Coke. DJ Og Dog for those not paying attention.
Loves the Diet Coke. See, too many people love the Diet Coke for it to go away. The pop machines at school have like four buttons for the Diet Coke and only one button for regular.
Why are you being
Coke?
Racist or cokeist against?
No, I'm just saying. It's,
because you know what? Why can't Diet Coke and you know what? If this was Romeo and Juliet in the Coke bottle war, it's not Pepsi and Coke anymore. It's like the Civil War. It's like Diet Coke wants to go off and marry Coke Zero, but Daddy won't let it.
Did you see this? It has to be one. So trying to sue Coke Zero.
Those are funny. But they're dumb, but they're funny.
I know. But they did it for real. Like, those were real lawyers, which I thought was really funny.
Oh, they were real?
They had little disclaimers at the bottom that they were real lawyers, that they were actually just went to their office and filmed them, and that's why the lawyers were looking at them like they were idiots.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so... Well,
they may not have been real, but they claimed to be.
They claimed to be.
Like most reality television is scripted.
All right, and speaking of scripted, maybe we should get back on track.
We're kind of meandering. We're doing a little tribute to the No Name Show there.
Right, well, but this is a step in a new direction, so...
Right.
And so we wanted to share that with everyone. So
step in a new direction, like that song cut from Bedknobs and Broomsticks that's on the DVD, Angela Lansbury. Step in the right direction. Okay, so we're on to our emails now.
Yes, Jimmy has the first email.
I do. I have an email from Tony from Pensacola, Florida.
Again with the Florida? Is the same person writing in every week but just changes their name?
No. Pensacola, Florida. This is not the same part of Florida that the last person wrote in from. We get emails from all over Florida, Nick. I'm sorry if you're against the Florida
We got an email from Florida from Amelia Island.
Amelia Island and Pensacola are nowhere near each other.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, Tony from Pensacola says...
Tony.
What's the matter with that?
Your name is stupid, Tony.
Oh. Okay, anyway, I do think Tony's stupid because his email is angry. It says, ooh. Dear Nick and Jimmy, I like listening to your show because your banter is funny, but you guys haven't covered any of my favorite shows in months.
Gee,
what the heck is up with that?
I wonder if their favorite shows are
Jimmy's. Well, he didn't say
Jimmy's.
Heck. He said something that starts with an F.
Fuck.
Yes.
I wonder if this Tony likes the same shows that Jimmy does.
No, he doesn't say what shows he likes. He's just mad because we haven't covered any. We've only covered cable programs all summer.
Maybe because there's nothing fucking on.
That's our answer, but Tony obviously lives somewhere stupid and doesn't realize that there's nothing on.
Maybe he's thinking of like Spanish programming that might come on down there because they're like near or like Cuban.
Ooh,
programming.
That's true. Although it's illegal for them to go to Cuba.
It is illegal for them to go to Cuba. Yes, and smoke their wonderful Cuban cigars.
Oh, but, yay!
But
Tony, smoke that cigarette.
Tony, I want to thank you for your amazing letter. I hope you join the rest of the human race of television watchers in America when you realize that most of the shows, if they didn't premiere last week, they're going to start like maybe this week coming up. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Your turn.
My turn. My email is from Lucy located in Paris, France.
Really? Paris, France?
Paris, France.
That's interesting that our first email from Paris. France.
Pants?
Did you
even say pants?
I see Germany. I see France now. It's interesting they came from the capital instead of some outlying city. Of all the places in France that could have come
from.
Well,
it says
Paris,
so I'm understanding that it's probably Paris, France.
It could be Paris, Texas.
What the? There's not a Paris, Texas.
Yes, there is. There's like eight Parises in the United States, but Paris, Texas is the biggest
that.
Of them.
You know what? I'm going to look it up right now. Because...
Okay. Why don't you read the email and I'll look it up and prove
well,
it to you.
Well, you know, no. I want to search for it.
Search
first.
For Paris, Texas.
Paris.
And Nick
Texas.
Actually is typing things in. Unlike when I make my sound effects.
Map of Paris.
I told you. That's like the biggest Paris in the United States.
Oh my God. And look at the biggest Paris. And look at this. For those who live in Columbus, Ohio, it has an outer belt.
It does have an island belt. See, so it's pretty big. It's near, it's called Reno, Texas.
Instead of 270, it's called 286.
It is, and instead of 70, it's 82 that goes through.
How did you fucking know that? Your logic betrays and confuses me.
Okay,
so our question is, dear Nick, why wasn't Jimmy in the interview portion of the show last week? And I think I explained that well enough. And
yeah, then why would you even write in? Because I thought you explained it well, too.
I thought I did, too.
If you don't know, it's because you weren't listening. Lucy, so you're stupid. We're not going to answer you.
Yeah, very, very honestly, I wish Jimmy could have been on the show a little bit longer, but I also would have had to waken him up every 4 minutes. So
we're being kind of mean to our writers, editors.
Yes. Our brilliant people who
No offense, in. People, if you're listening, if you do write us in, we pledge not to be mean to you in the future.
Yeah, we pledge not to.
Well, I do. Nick's kind of a jerk, so
I am a jerk. I hate you all.
Don't say that. Then we won't have any listeners.
I hate you all with love.
Both of our listeners are going to stop listening.
You know what? I think we're beyond that joke now because we actually know that we have more than two listeners.
I know. We do have listeners.
Except for you in the back. I know you listen to me on iTunes on the bus. I know it's you. That's freaky.
Can you do something like where I'll address somebody and then you can pre-record each individual's name and like loop it over and then so they'll hear on the radio like, hello, I'm talking straight to Brian from Memphis, Tennessee. And have a great weekend type thing.
You mean like those things they did, like those advertisements they did for like 30 Rock and Snakes on the Plane, where you go in and you type in, make Samuel L. Jackson call your friend up and say,
like that kind
and
of thing.
And like, it's like, hello, I'm Alec Baldwin. I want you to know that you should watch 30 Rock. And I really enjoy your name, Frank. I want you to know that 30 Rock is going to be a great show if you're in television.
That kind of thing, yes, exactly.
Yes. Well, yeah, I'll see if we can work that out. I'll send that to the boys in engineering and tell them to whip something up for us.
Okay.
Because we have that.
Okay. News that you don't care about.
Yes, news we don't care about.
I have a huge news story for me that I found out yesterday. I was so excited. I called my friend Jonathan at 6 in the morning with my news story.
Oh, my God.
Carlos Bernard.
Who's that?
Has once again joined the cast of 24. If you're a 24 fan, listen.
I don't know who he is.
I know because you don't watch 24. If you're a 24 fan, Carlos Bernard was a leading character from the first season on, but he played Tony Almeida. And he was on the first few seasons, and then like he, for a couple seasons, he came in the middle of the season, but he was still like in the show a lot. And then they killed him off in season 5. And there were all these internet rumors that he would return for season 6 last year, and he never did. And so we're like, well, maybe he really is dead. And then it was announced that he has joined the cast for this season. So it appears that Tony Almeida was not dead. And it's hard to tell if they're dead or not because we only get to see what happens in 24 hours, and there's so much going on that they may not, find out what happens until later. So, C24 brings back a familiar face. It's right there on Ain't It Cool News. So I'm very excited that Tony Almeida is coming
back.
Way
to point that out there, Jimmy. You're like, ooh, right there it is. There it is.
Yes. Wait. Returns after being left for dead. Yes, exactly. See, I told you, the internet rumors were true. It's long known the original plan was to bring him back in the final seconds of season 6. But they didn't. Oh, Edgar died. That was sad. That was a really sad death. Other things in the article. It was about another character that died.
And other big news, which is a sore subject always for me.
Yes, most recently presumed a dead project. Sci-fi executives have renewed enthusiasm for the Battlestar prequel, Caprica. So that would be kind of really cool if they do a prequel that takes place on the planet before the robots came and destroyed them and killed everybody.
My favorite part, though, is, and not because I dislike the show, but no, I really find this funny because this is how Hollywood works. Mm-hmm. It says here on Ain't It Cools, additionally, the story confirms that sci-fi is contemplating holding back Galactica's final 10 episodes until 2009, a move that would apparently very much please NBC Universal's accountants, even as it infuriates the show's rabid fan base.
It makes me so mad.
No, that's something like that
it's
always
like,
makes me mad.
It's like, why do you hold this stuff? And two of the stars of Battlestar Galactica. Ooh, there's the DVD case for Razor. That looks good. Oh, Michelle Forbes of Star Trek Next Generation fame and 24 fame. She was in Battlestar for a few episodes, but she was killed off. And now they're going to go back and tell the story of her ship before she was killed off.
Ooh.
And two of the Battlestar Galactica stars
well,
were
we'll
in
get
the...
into that in a bit. We'll get into that in a bit. Okay. We'll, trust me. I know where I you're know. Going. I know where you're going.
I know. You don't want to hear it yet.
No, no,
you
want to
save
no.
it for the TV review
save...
section.
Yes, of course, sir.
Okay.
Course.
What other news do you have?
Well, let me see here. You know, you keep bringing up some of your news, and I'll because there was something I wanted to bring
that
up.
That was all the news I had. Carlos Bernard was my news.
Are you kidding me? I thought you have a list there full
those
of things.
Those are what shows I'm going to talk about. I've got a whole list of premieres to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, I did. Oh, we do have news that Kevin Smith has been the first director tapped for part of the Heroes six-episode miniseries.
That's
but
like...
we haven't talked about it on the show, and I just heard about it because I'm behind on my Smodcasts.
Oh, did you also know that he also did Reaper?
Yes.
Okay,
well, that's
you
really old
me.
News.
You scared me because, you know, you're not up with that. You might not
I let, like, seven Smodcasts build up because I was busy,
and
but now I've been catching up.
I told you that, too. Like
about the Heroes? During... But we didn't talk about it on the air.
Wait a
and a lot of people haven't heard because a lot of people aren't geeks like us that find out stuff well in advance. Although those geeks that find out stuff
yes,
in advance
everyone.
Are probably our listening audience.
Okay, that's true. I apologize that you are not as hip as me and Jimmy.
No, I admit that we're total geeks.
Again, they're not as hip as me.
However, if you did not know, Kevin Smith is directing.
Right. And some Lost news. This is a little neat.
Did you just minimize that so I could
yes,
read it?
Yes, I did.
I want to see it.
We'll do it here in a second. First off, Libby's coming back.
Yay.
That's a big one.
About time.
Sad news for the actress. Her show didn't get picked up. Lissa I. Mm. I don't know what
John Locke did win the Emmy.
John Locke did win the Emmy. That was kick ass, by the
that
way.
That was. He deserves
I,
it. Totally.
I was actually torn between. I was like, okay, either seriously, Heroes got to win, you know, Messiah Asuka.
Oh, he deserved it too.
Oh, he deserved it too. Or it really, like, Ben. I didn't know Ben got nominated.
Ben would have been a better win for this season. Locke should have been last season.
Oh.
However, the Emmys often, and Oscars, they do tend to give it a year late just to make
no,
up
do.
For cheating them out of the previous year.
But
so,
I do think
John
Locke
did deserve it. Maybe
well,
Ben can win
more
next
in season
year.
Too, but the stuff he did in this season, acting wise, was. Because, I mean, even the actor said, you know,
right.
I hated. My character just meandered through everything. Like, he wasn't the first character, he wasn't first season. In season three, right. Saw the return of season one, John Locke, mentality-wise.
Season two, because of his crisis of faith and stuff, I thought that's why he should have won then. However, you know, I'm happy for him because he's a good actor.
Oh, I know.
I've liked him since his days on Alias.
I don't know about you, but I thought it was funny, too, like, when he won and he was, like, pointing out, you know, I'm very happy, you know, I love my cast. He points to Michael Emerson, who plays Ben on Lost.
Mm-hmm.
You can see Ben, like, smiling at him, and you can see tears in his eyes, like, I wanted to fucking win that.
Oh, no, I think it was genuine sincerity
of being
happy for him.
I know, but a part of me also would like to think that maybe there was some resentment there.
Well, Ben definitely deserves it for the last season and a half since he joined
the
show.
He was good. He was good.
When he was that really creepy before he was a main character with
yes.
his little guest star, if Denny Duquette had not won for Grey's Anatomy that year, I don't know if Ben was even nominated, but he should have. Denny Duquette deserved to win, but had he not won, then I would have put Ben as my choice for that year.
Oh, I totally agree, but I thought that was really cool. Oh, another Lost news. My brain went dead. The season premiere, and this is how messed up this next season is going to be. You know how they said flashbacks and flash forwards?
Yes.
What happens if they do more than one for one character in the same episode?
I've heard that that's what's going to happen.
Well, actually, at least in the season premiere, that's what's supposed to happen. Apparently, it's been rumored that not only Hurley, but Charlie, Desmond, and... Sawyer will be having okay. The sign which I use it says only Hurley and Sawyer.
Uh huh.
Okay. The number of very good sources that season four premiere of Lost will feature multiple character flashbacks and/or flash forwards, both of them for different characters. So we will have this whole season has the temptation to be totally fucked up beyond recognition in terms of knowing
I hope we
what
can
is.
I only hope that they don't make it so fucked up that we can't keep up because it's hard enough to keep up now. I think this could be done well. I'm just afraid of what might happen.
Yeah. Here it is, 9/20. Lost executive producer Colin Cruz confirms Cynthia Waltrose will be playing her dearly departed sweetheart.
Multiple episodes.
And multiple
good.
Episode character good. Arc. But yeah.
Those will have to be flashbacks, obviously.
Yeah, there's a lot of little notes in here. If you ever visit spoilerfix.com, they have some great stuff. I didn't know about this. This is some scrub news. Now, I don't know the maturity of this, so it is sort of spoiler heavy, but I don't know how they're going to do it. The actress who plays Nurse Roberts is coming back.
Really?
Yes.
She may be tied into...
I have no idea if they're going to have her be a ghost, but the rumor is that she's playing a totally different character that the only person who can recognize that she looks like Nurse Roberts is, of course, our lead, JD.
Maybe she's like a sister or something that shows up.
Not a sister. It's not a family relation to Nurse Laverne, supposedly. Mm. But, and of course, when Will Lawrence, the creator of the show, was asked about it, he said that he felt really bad because they really did think last year was going to be the end of the show. After, because remember, they didn't get picked up until halfway through the summer.
So they want to keep her.
He goes, well, she's such a nice lady, and she can get sort of mean if I don't pay her, and it's nice to have her around.
And chipping her out of the final season was sucky.
And they thought that really would be like the way to end the season would be maybe throw out hints that Elliot and JD get married or get together at least. And then Nurse Roberts passed away. But,
But we do get 17 more episodes.
Yeah, 17 more episodes.
And because Scrubs does not premiere for another month, we are going to face four consecutive 1 hour of The Offices the next 4 weeks, which I'm super excited about.
Ooh, and
we do have a 1 hour My Name is Earl this week, and 30 Rock's getting held back a week. But 4 hour Offices in a row, that will be awesome.
This is sort of neat. There will be some more paintings. This is Heroes News. More paintings of Isaac Mendez will be showing up.
Good.
Nathan becomes an alcoholic. Nathan's alive.
See, I thought he was.
Something happens with Peter, but apparently it's not that great. Peter does survive, though. Mm. I don't know what. And by episode 8...
I didn't think anybody died. Eight, I really didn't. Except maybe the husband of Nikki. I think he's dead.
Yeah.
By
episode anyway,
eight, what?
Episode 8, Hero will be returned to his friend Ando in our timeline. And matter of fact,
is Ando going to be in the first 8 episodes, even though Hero won't be in the timeline?
Ironically, yes, because Ando and Hero will find a way to communicate with each other.
Oh, good. Because I wasn't sure if Ando was actually listed as a main character, but if he wasn't, he should
be. I think he's sort of becoming one. I don't know if they officially have it.
He was in every episode of the first season, wasn't he?
Almost.
We'd have to check
much.
IMDb, but I was pretty sure that all 22
remember the
episodes.
First few episodes, they stopped doing hero stuff and they focused primarily on Nikki and then Peter. Like, they would group them off, or Parkman and somebody else.
But there was always hero scene, wasn't there?
Not always. Or, if anything, there was a scene of Hero, but not of Ando and Hero. There was a scene of Hero, though, because remember, Hero went to New York.
I thought there was always Ando. I'm going to get a confirmation here real quick.
Even though
Internet Movie Database lately has been disappointing me because they're taking weeks to catch up on things and they're not staying. They used to have stuff well ahead of time, and now it's sometimes episodes have aired and the cast members aren't even listed yet. However, I'm still going to trust them for last season since last season. Oh, look, there's a picture of Kristen Bell. I loved her. Who's going to be in it? Let's see. Claire was in 24 episodes. Hero was in 23 and Ando was in 23. Okay.
So they were all in but one episode.
Hero and Ando both saw one. Claire's the only one who's been everyone. And then Hero and Ando have only been the only ones that have only missed one. Mohinder missed two. Mr. Bennett missed two. Nathan missed three. Peter missed three. Nikki missed four. Micah missed five. And so did Matt Parkman. So the only, like, Ando is at least as much a lead as anybody else except arguably Claire.
Wow. That's awesome, though, because I like Ando.
I do, too.
Oh, and here's some news that Jimmy might really like, or might like, not like. With Sally Fields winning, of course, on Ask Othello, there was a question about any brothers and sisters scoop. And that is, apparently, and I didn't know this, Othello hinted at this a long time ago, but the unique chemistry between half-siblings Justin and Rebecca will continue to be explored heavily this season.
Yeah, I see that.
And, I guess we'll save this a little bit later for TV reviews.
Okay, but... See, here's the thing. Justin's going to be in Iraq this season. He left for Iraq at the end of last season. He was redrafted back into the army. Hey, Chloe's coming back to Smallville. I knew that was going to happen, but...
Well, duh.
But I mean, it was going to be really sad. Anyway, we should move on from the news because we've already been recording for almost 25 minutes, and our reviews are going to be lengthy today as well.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So let's talk about Prison Break, since that's the news we were holding back. She's not returning this year.
She's not.
Yeah. Sarah Tancredi, the doctor who fell in love with Michael, is not returning.
Well, you should probably waste your time petitioning for the network to bring her back, since reliable sources tell me that it was her decision not to return to the show following her maternity leave. As I said last week, I'll have much more to say on this matter in the coming weeks. In related news, Cali spokesperson confirmed the actress gave birth to a baby girl, Keela, in July.
Well, hopefully this will only be a temporary thing, because the way it's set up, the first season, there were two women. One for each brother. And then one was killed at the end of season one. So last season, she was the only girl in the cast, which obviously the cast has to be mostly male because they were in a men's prison and they were running from the law. And they've added new girl or two this season. But Sarah is a prisoner this season, and she's being held hostage to force Michael to do something. So they, like, had the back of her head in the preview for next week, but they don't need her right now, and in a year she may feel differently and be ready to come back.
Oh.
Because the first season was, like, only, like, 6 weeks, covered, like, 6 weeks, and he was in prison trying to get his brother out. The second season, they're on the run, and the third season, now he's in prison in Panama, which... I watched the season premiere. Nick is not, but it was fantastic.
I downloaded it. Okay, there's a funny story behind that too, and that is I don't take my phone with me everywhere. And
I asked him to watch it, and he didn't get the message. So.
Yeah, and I felt horrible afterwards. Funny part, though, is like I'm sitting there. When I come home, I put my phone and my wallet and my keys on the table so I can get it the next morning, unless I'm in some weird mood. Like right now, I have my phone thinking that Jimmy will actually call me today. You know, see, I'm prepared today.
Thank you.
But apparently, like every other day after work, I'm not. I come down here, I'm on my computer, I'm dicking around, working on Lord knows what. And all of a sudden, I get this IM on AOL from Jimmy. He goes, hey, so what do you think of Prison Break? Why would I tape that, Jimmy? I don't watch that show. And then it's like, even in text, I saw the defeat of your voice.
And this was over 12 hours after I texted him. Like, I texted him on my way to school at like 7 in the morning.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No,
you did.
Oh, no. That was the day I actually left my phone home altogether.
Yeah. And so then I like talked to him at like 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, I figured, you know, texting him at 7 a.m., he'd probably have said it. Because I'm like, he wouldn't have left for work yet.
I could even read the disappointment and sadness in
it's
your
okay.
text.
I just wanted a totally different perspective because he has not watched the first two seasons.
And the third season is going to be so different. The first few episodes, I didn't like it.
But the third season's so different. Now he's in jail. He's back with the one other guy he was in jail with before who was a really bad guy. And he spent kind of the end of the season. He was regretting letting this guy out, but he kind of had to. And their escape, like 8 prisoners got out. And some of them were good guys and not... Michael's brother wasn't the only one who was framed for something he didn't do. So some of the guys, you're like, I'm glad they're out. And most of the bad guys were killed off as during the manhunt over the season. But there was one guy who was particularly evil and had killed several people over the season. And Michael was feeling guilty for helping him escape. And the two of them are now in this prison along with the ex-guard who lost his job and was hunting him down. And the FBI agent, druggie, who ended up killing the other bad guys and was hunting them down. The four of them are in this jail, and Michael's been placed in this jail on purpose to break some other bad guy out who's been living in the walls. The company that framed his brother made him arrange things so he would end up in this jail in Panama to break him out, which is really bizarre. And Michael, by the end of the premiere, Michael found out why he was in the jail and why he can't get out. And they told him he's got a week to get this guy out or they're going to kill the doctor that he's in love with that's not on the show this season. Sarah.
Wow.
And his nephew, his brother's son, is also being held hostage. And they're using him to like actually do the screen time to say, we're held hostage, listen to him.
That does sound well. Good news is you might want to do this until Tuesday. If this guy actually gets posted in time, Tuesday the 24th.
What? Prison Break's on Mondays.
No. You can get it free on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
And they switch out new episodes of things like some free
Tuesday,
songs and TV shows every Tuesday or Wednesday. So if this goes up by then, make sure you get that. They also have Back to You, which we'll talk about. And
other Fox premieres this week. K-Ville. K-Ville premiered after
K-Ville's
Prison
also
Break.
On there, and I didn't want...
Right. I did watch it after Prison Break. I wasn't that impressed. Like, I wanted to watch it. I don't really like the police procedure drama type things.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'll watch it because it's set in New Orleans post-Hurricane Katrina. It's that kind of patriotic duty. And I won't say it's bad. It's just not my cup of tea. I probably won't continue to watch it. I may watch another episode or two. We'll see. I had pledged not to start a bunch of new shows this year until I found out they were getting canceled. Like, just TiVo them and not watch them. But since it is my job to bring you television reviews, I'm watching the pilots. And then I'll
see,
just save
the
other episodes.
See, this is just an excuse for him to do that, though. So don't, please, if anyone ever writes in, which you guys won't, please make him stop watching TV.
Unless the show is really awesome, I'm going to save these new shows until I find out if they're getting canceled or not. And I'll just get to sit on my TV and build up. But I'm watching the pilot so I can talk about it on here.
That's horrible. Then we really have nothing to talk about because usually you're the TV guy.
Oh, I'll still talk about the awesome shows, but the mediocre shows
the
will sit
awesome
on my TV.
Shows.
No, I will still watch enough shows to give us stuff to talk about. But K-Ville, good acting, just not my cup of tea. Fox also premiered Till Death Season 2. With Brad Garrett, which I like. I watched it sporadically last season, but now I have two TiVos, so I can always record it. I won't have that conflict of two other shows in the time slot. And it was, it's fun, but it's not like groundbreaking. And then now it's like the Everybody Loves Raymond alumni hour because following it is Patricia Heaton.
I know, that's so weird.
Back to you. And Nick actually watched Back to You, so he can talk about this.
I can talk about this.
What did you think?
My thought, it's the actors are what so far have made the show watchable. And it's not because it's not super
not just
funny.
The two leads.
No, no.
Fred,
you got
Willard,
Fred Willard and you got Ty. The weird Spanish Latino.
Ty Burrell or whatever. He started Out of Practice, which was a great show, but it got canceled.
The entire cast, you got the one actor who, or the one guy who always wants to be anchor, but he always gets pushed aside to do like
that's Ty,
weather.
Yeah,
Ty to weather and remotes. Mm-hmm. You got the woman who is the anchor woman who sleeps with anyone
funny.
To get her job, get anywhere. And then you have the two blowhards. In their own way.
Well, and the station manager, who's not...
Who's like 26 years old.
And he's
a big
guy with
geek.
Sweat.
Yes.
And this is like his first big role, too. He's not a known actor.
Well, oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, this is his first big news job.
It is.
Per se. So,
but
yeah,
he was
so,
really funny, too.
Well, I thought it was funny. I don't think they ever really directly said it, but they... I mean, you really have to... Being with a sitcom, sometimes you... If you don't pay attention, you'll miss some of the smaller things. Mm-hmm. If it's well-written... And the show wasn't knock him dead hilarious at all times, but the one joke with him, the big fat 26-year-old news head of the newsroom, is at one point he's starting to sweat so bad, he goes, you, give me your shirt. What's your size? And like literally, maybe 10 more minutes of the show go by, and the next time you see him, you can't tell if it's the next day or not, or if it's later that night, the 11 o'clock news. But he's wearing a totally different shirt, and it's way too tight on him.
I did not notice that.
Yes. And so
because he was yelling, who's close to my size, is what he was saying.
Yeah, who's close to my size? Can I wear your shirt?
Okay.
Yeah. And I took it as that it's still in the same day.
You're probably right, because the break when they went home, they mentioned that it was between newscasts.
Okay, see, so yeah.
So it was that same day.
That's what I'm saying, and something that I went back to watch it, because I was like, wait a minute, did I miss something here? So I'm going to say, if you don't pay attention to some of that, I think that's clever writing if they can catch that.
It is, definitely.
But did the show do anything new, kind of like Till Death? I mean, I hate to say it, no. It's a sitcom.
Well, and the thing I got, see, the emotional stuff that they added in drug on a little bit with Kelsey Grammer finding out Patricia Heaton had his child 10 years ago.
I thought that was a nice emotional weight, though, at the end.
Like, my favorite Dispatch reviewer, Columbus Dispatch, which is my newspaper of choice, because I
live
in Columbus.
Which, apparently, if it says that God lands on Earth, and of course, God did not land on Earth, if the Dispatch says it,
the Dispatch would not
falsely
report.
Jimmy would say, the Dispatch is right.
Hey, I tell you when I disagree with their television personalities, their television reviewers' opinions, but I rarely do. She said that this first episode, the emotion seemed added on, tacked in, and drug it down, but having seen several more episodes, she said it's really funny that the pilot's kind of weak compared to the next few episodes.
I thought
the pilot was good, but I didn't think it had that great quality to it. But according to her, the next few episodes do. So let's give it a shot.
I will say it wasn't like knockout balls hilarious. Like, because Ain't It Cool News, Entertainment Weekly, and CNN, and USAtoday.com, mm-hmm. they're all saying that the show is like one of the most hilarious shows, a variety, it's the most hilarious mm-hmm. show, sitcom that's come out all year.
But they've
that
seen
funny.
More than just the pilot, because they distributed several episodes.
No,
of that
is
show.
True. But they're all talking about the pilot that we're going to watch.
Mm.
And most of them did. Some of them said the episodes do keep. It's this one show that it keeps getting better and better. But they said the pilot, let alone, has laughs. I'm like,
yeah.
I really didn't think it was that funny until like right towards the end. But then right when the end happens, mm-hmm. it's the emotional tag, and then the show ends. So it's just like.
Oh, something very, very interesting about Till Death, going back to that, I'm sorry, that I just remembered.
Yeah.
They began the show with Brad Garrett's voice going over, like they used to do in the sitcoms in the 80s, saying, this show is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Have you heard that on any show in the last 10 years? Opening with the star saying that. I mean, I know a lot of the shows still are filmed in front of an audience, like Raymond and Will and Grace and those shows were, but... Till Death, they didn't do that the first season. They actually didn't have a theme song the first season. They do for season two. But I just thought that incredibly interesting that they opened with that.
Oh, I did not know that. I did find that a little cool, though.
Because
that's what
it hasn't been
Cheers,
done
especially. They would switch it up every season three or four times. Who said it? Like, it would be Sam Fraser.
Well, all those old shows used to say it every episode.
Diane.
And honestly, I didn't realize until a couple of years ago that they still film shows in front of a live audience, because when they stop saying it, I'm like, oh, well, they must not be doing it anymore. Now Nick's looking at me like an idiot that I should have known. Obviously, of course they still do it in front of an
audience.
Okay,
now if you watch a show like maybe Scrubs or My Name is Earl or Chuck or something, I can understand your mentality
for
that. Chuck's
not a sitcom. But
no, but it's a half hour. Well, actually, I'm
no,
sorry,
it's an
Chuck,
hour. It's an hour.
Okay,
drama.
But Scrubs, My Name is Earl, shows like that, they're a half hour format.
Right,
but
those
they are considered sitcoms.
They are, but those shows are different because they're not the three walled set.
Yes, okay.
You can
they're
tell.
Actual situation comedies. They're not sitcoms.
Right, like the way they're filmed, you can tell they're not filmed in front
right.
of the audience.
Yeah, but it's just like really, are you kidding? Like I could tell right away that My Name is, or not My Name is Earl. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Now, see, having been told that, of course it snapped into place, but I didn't think about it.
The laughter, you felt like
I thought it was just a laugh track. I didn't realize it was real people.
Oh, God. You know what? Okay, moving along.
Okay.
I really feel ashamed to know you right now, Jimmy.
I'm sorry. Okay, other sitcom. I just do want to mention something about the Emmys because they were last week.
Yes.
I want to appeal to all of our listeners to please, 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 please watch 30 Rock. They won for
yes,
best sitcom.
Yes.
And Tina Fey's little quip about thank you to our dozens and dozens of viewers.
All right, we're part of the 12.
She said dozens and dozens, so several 12s.
Oh, so, well,
we're still part of that,
we're
like,
still special.
70 or 80 people.
Tina, will you divorce your husband and marry me?
I will totally marry Tina Fey.
Tina Fey is smoking hot.
She is, and she's hilarious.
Oh, you know what? She's actually, in my opinion, of a perfect woman, as in, she has, I mean, I love beautiful, typical, cliche, blonde-haired.
She could be beautiful.
No.
But she purposely dresses geekier than she is.
No, she's girl next girl, girl next door. Beauty.
Now, I think she's got the glamorous quality, but I don't think she plays it up. I think she
hides
it.
That's what I'm saying. She dresses like the girl next door, but she can be that if she wants to.
Oh, she can be gorgeous.
But not only, but what makes her really awesome is that she's smart.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, she could whip me up. Like, okay, well, Jimmy can sort of defeat me in conversation at times. Mm. I can just argue better than you.
Yes.
That's really
Nick
what it is.
Nick is a better arguer.
But the thing is
I can think Nick is totally wrong and he still won't give an inch.
I won't. But
Paris,
the thing is,
Texas, I'm going to look it up. I don't believe you.
Exactly. But what
even though I'm like, everybody's heard of Paris, Texas, but whatever.
The thing that really, like, dug me, like, she is so hot, and but she could beat me in a conversation. Me arguing, I would just drool halfway through the argument because she's hot and she might give sex. So, you know.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting. She's like the good girl at the beginning of the movie before she realizes she's beautiful. But she stays that good girl. She never.
And she stays smart, too.
Right.
She doesn't lose her brain.
Right. So, anyway.
I'm sorry.
Tina Fey, we love you.
Yes.
We both have a huge crush.
We'll father your child.
We will. And we think you should. If. Not Tina, but the viewers, because Tina probably watches her own show. We think you, the viewers, should watch her show because 30 Rock deserves to stay on the air. And there have been other shows like Sports Night that won an Emmy for Best Comedy and still got pulled.
We're egocentrical enough to say we listen to our own show, but Tina, it's okay that you watch your own show too.
Oh yeah, I listen to our show, totally.
Yes, I do too.
See, so we're not we assume you. I stopped appealing to Tina and started appealing to everybody else. Please, please, please watch her show. I would rather, if you have to choose between her show and our show because your week's that limited, watch her show.
You know what we should take the tagline is that we speak directly to Tina Fey. And this is like the only thing is Tina's not listening.
Wouldn't that be just awesome if Tina was and emailed us and said, guys, I like your show. I did hear it.
Oh.
Or even, guys, I hate your show, but I heard you talking to me.
I was like, Tina Fey says she hates her show. We rule!
We rule because Tina Fey spoke to us.
Or
we'd be totally like
Tina
the geeks from the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, have you seen? Okay.
Now Nick and I went above and beyond the Call of Duty this week because other than those four shows I mentioned on Fox, pretty much nothing's premiered yet. Next week's the big premiere week with a few shows coming next week.
Because we care about you.
We do. So we busted our asses and watched a bunch of shows that haven't even premiered yet because thanks to this day and age of internet and TiVo and DVR specials.
And networks, God love them, trying to outdo one another.
Right.
Many
of the pilots. Many of the pilots were already available. There's a couple I still have on TiVo that I haven't got a chance to watch yet, like Journeyman and Life. Although Nick already got Journeyman.
But
he says it's awesome, but I will watch it tonight. Oh. But Big Bang Theory. Two geeks, did you identify with that show at all?
Yes.
Other than not being nearly as smart as they are.
Yes.
I did too, except I didn't think that actress was very hot, their neighbor. Like it was the fake.
Okay, again, amazement of stare of stupidity at Jimmy.
Well, it was the fake. Like, it looked like maybe a fake nose, fake boobs, that kind
of. I don't care, Jimmy. She's hot.
Shorts that were in practically short.
Oh, God, love and pop and go. Oh.
They were ridiculously short just to be.
And the Bare Naked Ladies theme?
I did not realize it was Bare Naked Ladies at the time, but I'm going to go back and watch it again because I love Bare Naked Ladies.
You know what? Yo.
That's going to be the opening of our show this week.
Oh.
Nick's going crazy. God,
I love. You have no idea how much I really love that chick. Cause she is so. She looks so cute. Look at button.
Again, nothing
her
special.
Boobs may be fake, but the nose.
Again, nothing special, but it was a good show. It was enjoyable.
How can the nose be fake, sir? I don't understand that.
I don't know. Oh, Nick's going to play the song for me, and you're going to listen to it right now. We're going to take a break.
Oh, hold on. No, not yet. You're
just going to play a clip.
Distract. Okay. Well, I look for it.
Nick's setting up. You got to go back further, I think. I don't remember. Maybe not. Nick's looking for... Anyway, all the shows reviewed... I mean, Prison Break is something special that you definitely should watch, but K-Ville, Till Death, Back to You, Big Bang Theory, those are just so-so shows that I enjoy, but I wouldn't go out of my way. They're the types of shows that I get... 8 of them on my TiVo and then watch them at once because I haven't been watching them. Did you know this girl who starred in Big Bang Theory also starred in the Rules for Dating My Daughter or whatever that John Ritter was in?
That's her?
Yeah. I looked her up on IMDb this morning. I never watched that show, but I'm like, oh, she looks kind of similar to the girl from That's My Bush, but I didn't think it was her and it's not, but it's that same type of character.
All right. You know what? We'll be right back. Here's the theme to Big Bang Theory.
Ooh, and I actually get to hear it this time instead of you adding it in later like you usually do.
Exactly. So we'll be right back right after this.
So, what do you guys do for fun around here?
Well, today we tried masturbating for money.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! All right, and we're back right here on The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. That was Bare Naked Ladies with the Big Bang Theory.
It was a great song.
That was a great song. The only thing is, at the part where they go... We built a wall. I keep wanting to say we built a wall like that.
But
they go,
you got to move faster through history.
Well, I know, but they switch it up on you. They say
we built a pyramid. Yeah.
So they built a pyramid. I know, but it's just like
I understand where you're going, but they were going really fast through history, so they had to move on.
I know that's what they always do though. They always think they start leading you in the song one way,
right,
and then they switch it on you real quick
because they're cool like that.
Oh, I know they're cool. That's why really that fits the show so well.
It really does.
Because what was it? Steve, one of the lead singers, once said. That, okay, there's two things about our show, and that is, or about our band, and that is, Bare Naked Ladies are a bunch of geeks who write songs for other geeks, and we write really depressing songs that sound happy.
Yes,
which I agree with. So
totally.
But anyway, okay, so we're rest of review time.
Okay, well, let's talk about Bionic Woman.
Yeah, let's get the turd out of the way.
Nick and I were both pretty disappointed with it.
I was disappointed. Now, okay, first off, no offense to the actress.
Yeah, I didn't really like the actress.
She doesn't really do anything for me.
No, me neither.
I thought the blonde, evil version of the Bionic Woman...
I didn't think she was hot at all.
I thought she looked better. I didn't think she was
hot. Katie Sackhoff, who played the original,
is
one of the stars of Battlestar Galactica. And she wasn't the only star of Battlestar Galactica that was in that episode.
It was the British guy?
No, Chief Tyrell, who was the guy in the bar... that he talked to very briefly. He was only in that one scene.
Yeah, okay.
That he's one of the stars of those two are two of the seven principal characters of Battlestar Galactica, or eight principal characters of Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
So that was kind of neat. And then the guy who played the father of Will was in Serenity, I believe, or at least Firefly, and he was in some other stuff.
He also looked like the guy who kidnapped Connor and Angel.
No, he wasn't him. What else was he in? There was something else that I was just thinking he was in that was geeky. I can't remember. But it was neat to see some of my... I'm not big into sci-fi, but the couple shows I do watch, it was neat to see some of those sci-fi actors on the show.
Yeah.
But the principal cast, I wasn't... I mean, the scientist guy that like was in charge of the whole project, the bald guy, he was kind of fun.
You know what's sad? He's not on the show anymore.
Ugh, Isaiah Washington's going to take over that part, or what's Isaiah Washington
doing?
I think
so.
Because Isaiah Washington's joining the cast.
I think he's taking over that role.
And I'm not hugely thrilled with Isaiah Washington either. He was always my least favorite part of Grey's Anatomy.
Well, you know what? You could put any show with T.R. Knight, and I could not care less about him either.
Oh, I love T.R. Knight.
I disagree. As a matter of fact, my favorite part of the Emmys was the most laughable clip that they showed for him, which he's like, I'm gay and I'm whining like that. I'm sorry.
I'm giving Nick the look.
I don't care. Anyway, that's an Emmy rant.
And talking about the Emmys, Katherine Heigl's win for Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Could you have been less modest?
Okay.
When they flubbed up her name a few minutes before she won, she sounded very condescending when she's like, actually, it's Heigl.
No, everyone I know that watches TV, and that's pretty much you, Heather, and Nathan, and like one or two other people, mm-hmm. all love Grey's Anatomy. I dislike the show. I don't care for it.
How much of it have you watched?
The first three episodes.
The first season sucks. The first seven episodes
that.
Don't
And even
count.
Heather and Nathan were like, we'll give you season two. And I was I don't want to watch the show.
Ugh,
I don't care.
Bad.
I don't like ER.
That's
and it's
bad.
Really the same thing, but supposedly better. It's like, I don't care how much better it is. ER is not my thing anymore.
I never watched ER, but that's one of the shows that one day I'd like to go back to.
But respectively,
the seasons,
though, the cast, I have nothing, no qualms. The only person I have a qualm with are both T.R. Knight and Isaiah Washington, respectively, because I blame both of them for the whole little thing that happened. First off, Isaiah Washington shouldn't have said what he said. Okay, I'm totally against what he said. And of course, what I said a little ago might sound very condescending against homosexual, the fact that he's homosexual. The fact that he sort of, I think the only reason why he was really nominated, honestly, is because that whole thing, it's like their way of the Emmy.
And all things been such a mess. I mean, Isaiah Washington's only on Bionic Woman because he threatened to sue the network because he's like, if I was white, you wanted to fire me from the show.
Right. And the other thing that really just made me, I don't know, like, I just don't, something about T.R. Knight rubs me the wrong way when he speaks or I see him in public. And I don't know if it's because Isaiah Washington just fucked him up so bad by saying that and got out publicly that it just messed him up. But now, Katherine Heigl is an interesting story. I like Katherine Heigl. I think she's attractive, and I liked her Knocked Up. I liked her, and The Ringer is a horrible movie. I saw that on HBO. I liked The Ringer. But the moment she opened her mouth and said that, I was like, ooh, shit, she's on, oh, God.
She's a bitch. She came across as a bitch.
And what sealed the deal, okay, I might have problems with my mother at times. But I would never disrespect my mother on
that
national TV
low, or
on a podcast. Like, I love my mother very much. I would never say a mean thing about her here. You and your dad fight all the time, but you would never get on here.
No,
and start.
I wouldn't get up.
I wouldn't either. And 3 point. I mean, it's
my dad.
It's
I don't fight so much anymore. But anyway,
I
understand. But she got up on stage and what she said to her mom about.
And then
the best part was
they shot her mother.
I know.
And then she was like, like crying. And
it's bad.
And some people are just like, who cares? She was like. Yes, but that right there means that's not a person who feels like they deserve to win. Like, I don't care. I know.
No.
And actually, a part of me got a little turned on when she goes, you know, people would say I would never, go anywhere in this business. And I was like.
By that point, I had already tuned her out and ran her off as a bitch. And that's a shame because I really like that actress. I really like that character.
See,
but I don't tend to watch the talk shows and the various public appearances. So I only see them as the character. I don't see them as people. But she really. Completely turned me off during that Emmy.
Came off as a total...
I do like whoever, I can't remember who it was, but somebody won a few minutes later. And like, I did prepare a speech. Catherine's mom told me I would win. That was funny.
Oh, I think it was Helen Mirren.
Was it Helen Mirren?
Yeah, I think it was Helen Mirren.
Whoever it was,
Helen
that
Mirren's
was funny.
Awesome.
That, and I loved when Ricky Gervais won and he wasn't there. So
Stewart
and
Carell
Colbert
Carell.
Were like, we're going to give it to our buddy Steve Carell. And he jumps up on stage and they're high-fiving and hugging. And I just thought that was great.
Yeah, that was really good. Now, see, I'm saying, but yeah, that really turned me off on her. And because that's the other thing, too. I don't like the show, but I have no disrespect for the cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I won the black chick. I won Sandra Oh. Like, I like them both as actors.
See, I thought Chandra Wilson should have beat Sandra Oh. Like, there were three Grey's Anatomy actresses
that's
nominated.
What I'm saying. Oh, right.
The black woman should have won.
Okay, well,
she should have won last year.
I've seen her in other stuff. Like, she was in Oz, I think, and a few other, like, network shows. Mm-hmm. I thought she was a good actress. I have nothing against the actors. Or Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
I love him in Loverboy. I've watched his films. So I don't care if they win.
And Kyler Lee is going to be in the cast this season.
So
I've been in love with her since The Practice, and she was in Reunion. And You probably don't know who Kyler Lee is right now off the top.
Who was she?
She was in the. She's joined the cast of Grey's Anatomy for this season.
Oh, okay.
She was in the last like episode, but very little.
Oh,
she's gonna play Meredith's younger sister. Her last name is gonna be Grey.
Okay.
So maybe they can get Meredith Grey off the show because she is the one annoying character left, and then they could still make a Grey's Anatomy.
I'm finding a trend here with Jimmy. All the lead characters in some of the shows Jimmy finds annoying.
I do tend to find some of the lead characters on Lost.
Lost.
And Claire on Heroes. Claire and Peter. I find both of them annoying. I'm sorry. Heroes.
Peter is awesome.
See, the problem is I watched him on Gilmore Girls and he was annoying as hell on Gilmore Girls. And I'm having trouble getting past that annoying character. Like, I started to watch Heroes before I had seen him on Gilmore Girls and was enjoying him, and then I saw the character of Jess.
See, you've got to go back in time and stop yourself.
I know, it's hard. And he looks so short on Gilmore Girls, and he looks so tall on Heroes. I'm totally, like, flabbergasted and confused by it.
I learned this in broadcasting school. In video, music videos for rappers especially, if you shoot a shot with girls and the actor, you make sure that the actor looks tall.
Well, yeah, the angles
down,
things,
and then you look angled.
Like, because the guy that plays Nathan's a tall guy, but they put him next to Peter, and they both look kind of tall. I mean, Nathan looks taller, but
maybe they put Peter on it. Milo on an Apple Box.
On an Apple Box, that might be like they used to do for Robert Redford. I'm really excited about Kyler Lee joining the cast of Grey's Anatomy. Oh, and back to Colbert real quick. I am wearing the wrist strong bracelet that Colbert had to raise wrist awareness. All the money goes to charity for families of veterans who are injured. All the awareness goes to wrists. But they were completely back ordered and they sold thousands and thousands of these, and they finally came in the mail like 2 days ago. And the rule is you're supposed to pass it on to somebody more famous than you if you meet them. And Nick is arguably more famous than me, but he's not getting my bracelet.
I'm not
giving it up. However,
you should go find Drew and give it
to him. I'm not giving up this bracelet to anybody. That wasn't a slight against Drew. I'm not giving up the bracelet to anybody. And no offense, Mr. Colbert. I'm your biggest fan, huge hero.
You're going to send it back to him?
No, I'm not giving the bracelet up for Nick, even though he's technically more famous than me, because more people read his comic.
If this was a real turd, I would throw this at you.
More people read your comic than have read my book, so technically I should give you the bracelet.
And we all know that because I pointed it out to you earlier.
You did.
Not on purpose,
but no, it's fine. I don't know how many people have read my book, but I know how many people have read Nick's comic, and I'm sure.
And for the record, if you would like to purchase Jimmy's book, you can do that at Amazon.com.
Look up An Actor's Nightmare, book one or two, or in a month or so, book three.
Book three. And who's doing the cover for book three,
which
is awesome.
Nick. It is awesome. And Nick did the cover for book two as well.
If you would like to get a sneak peek, let's just say it's somewhere.
Look at last week's show.
Shut up. Don't directly. Okay, now it's ruined. There's no fun looking for it. Because then if they look for it through the other episodes, they would watch more or read more
listen
it.
To more episodes to okay it could be any episode. Maybe it's not the last episode. You need to listen to them all to find out.
Actually, I think it is not the last episode.
Oh, is it two episodes ago?
I think it's
whatever.
Yeah, because
no, it was last episode because it was the one
no,
with
Nathan. it was Speechless. No, Speechless is episode 13.
Oh, episode 14 was the interview.
That's right. Oh,
right.
Snap. I argue like a motherfucker.
But see,
yeah.
This time you're actually right, unlike when you argue about Battlestar Galactica and you're wrong.
Okay, my favorite part of the show is I actually saved it. Matter of fact, I have my dad saved it. You know what? We might even close the show today. Or you know what, if we open the show? I'm going to take a mic out there. I'm going to record where they say the Sopranos changed the face of television history.
I'm not saying it didn't. I'm saying Battlestar did as well. But anyway.
But you cannot count Battlestar Galactica
and Sopranos.
Okay,
so this entire conversation, I think they are in the same league. But this entire conversation goes back to Bionic Woman, where we left off.
He misses that point. For all those, check out episode 10, I think. 9 or 10. Anyway, okay, so sorry.
Okay,
wait.
So back to Bionic Woman, which was what we were trying to review before we went completely off. You were also wrong. Before I went completely off.
No, I wasn't.
You sure?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, you win, of course, because it's your show and I'm not going to keep arguing.
No, it's not.
Bionic Woman sucks.
Show.
Don't watch it.
Yes.
I may give it another chance,
okay,
another episode
or
two.
The other most annoying part of the show is when the big fight scene comes, which is sort of, it was sort of cool until the blonde Bionic Woman does this weird fucking gay thing, which is, and it's like a cheesy action movie thing where she goes, time out. And then they have
and
a serious smoking, conversation.
And then she smokes and she talks. That was what got me too. My lungs don't get cleaned out by the special bionic implants, so I can smoke and it doesn't hurt them.
I was like, and then they talk, they do like a thing where they both circling and talking to each other, and it turns semi-serious, like, oh, exposition.
And I didn't think they were going to fight. Yeah. And then she's like, I'll time in, and then they fought. And I'm like, what the hell?
I was like, okay, that's stupid.
She's only, IMDb only lists her for one more episode, but again, IMDb's been behind dates the last few months for some reason.
Well, they did say that she's not going to be in every episode. They said that she's going to be like the red herring that comes in and then comes out real quick.
Red herring.
Because she's on battle. Well, red herring, as in the red herring, as in she
red
might
come
in.
Red kind of the false clue.
She might be coming in as
I think you're misusing that word.
No, fuck you, I'm not. red herring as in the bad guy, red herring for the bad guy of the entire series. She's not.
Well, nobody thought she was, did they? Anyway. No, she has to star in Battlestar, but since they're only filming 10 episodes a year, she has got plenty of time to do both.
Or maybe they're doing it like Psych and Monk, which is they're shooting it right now, and then they're saving it for that.
I doubt it. I think they're shooting
because
the
there's
first
already
10
four
right
episodes
now.
Of Monk and Psych that are already done, but the season ended until January.
Right. I think they're shooting the first 10 right now, or they're shooting the 2 hour or whatever. But I don't think they're shooting anyway.
Anyway, okay.
So enough about Bionic Woman. Yes. All the shows that I've talked to this far, except for Prison Break, which was a returning show, are kind of mediocre. Prison Break's awesome, but those other shows are kind of mediocre. But the last two shows we're going to review, I think, are awesome. Nick has not seen this next one.
Wait a minute, what?
Gossip Girl. Nick, I understand, and I wasn't, to be honest.
Okay, for all those out there, I watch Kim Possible. Girly shows are not beyond me.
Okay, and to be honest, I had no interest in watching Gossip Girl. It sat on my TiVo for several days.
He's lying.
No, I'm not. The only reason
He's
I even TiVo'd it at all was because Kristen Bell was narrating it.
Jimmy,
and I upset
you watch
that Veronica
Dawson's
Mars
Creek.
Is canceled.
The fact that you would not watch Gossip Girl
it's
frightens
a different
and
show.
Confuses
it's
me.
A different show. Well, okay, it's not that different of a show, but
oh,
I thought it would be.
God,
I
yes,
thought Gossip
you.
Girl would suck. I watched it, and it was very Dawson's Creek-y. It was very Desperate Housewives-y with the unseen narrator, because Mary Alice is dead on Desperate Housewives, but she narrates. Kristen Bell, they have no intention of bringing her into the show at this point. I mean, I know she's doing some Heroes episodes, but... And she may come into the show eventually, but she's a blogger, and they all, like, text her back and forth, and they're at a party, and somebody texts her that they see somebody, and then she narrates about how she sees them, and then she sends out text messages to everybody else telling them this girl's at a party. It's like Dawson's Creek, but it's for rich kids. They're all high society, so they have to, like, text all about each other what everybody's doing. And the review in the newspaper is like, you're not going to get this unless you're, like, a teenager or shortly thereafter. It's only for the demographic. They're not even trying to appeal to older people. But it's
it
going to be
CW?
A guilty pleasure
is it
show.
On CW?
Yes, of course it's on CW.
So of course it's going to be marketed that way.
It's a guilty pleasure show. It's like Desperate Housewives.
I
will
hope
enjoy
they
it.
Cancel it.
I hope they don't. It's one of those shows where I would be embarrassed to tell my friends I watch it completely. But
hello, all friends of ours who
whatever.
Are probably the only listeners of our show.
I don't care. However, I will still look forward to every episode with giddy anticipation and
Jimmy
enjoy every moment
Gossip
of it.
Girl.
I do watch Gossip Girl. I think it was awesome. And if you're into that teen angst crap and just laugh at the ridiculousness of some of it, then
I
watch
do like
it.
Tim. I do like that kind of stuff. That's why I watch Kim Possible.
But you're not going to give Gossip Girl a chance, are you?
No, because first off, Steven Silver, who does the artwork, did not design anything in the show. Number two, I like, remember the show Boy Meets World?
I have the first season on DVD.
His brother, Will Friedle.
Yes.
He plays Ron Stoppable. Nancy Cartwright, Bart Simpson plays Rufus. John DiMaggio from Futurama plays Dr.
I've never watched Kim Possible, but that was one of those shows. I was like, oh, that looks kind of good.
It uses the same art style. Steven Silver draws pretty much he created this art style for Clerks the animated series.
If you ever get that DVD set of the Kim Possible seasons, I will
actually
borrow
matter
it.
Of fact, they are working on it right now, which by the way
I'll borrow it
quick matter of fact, we're doing reviews. The show ended last week. If you've been following the show, it's always been Ron Kim, like it's almost been like every year of high school. Mm-hmm. Or every season has been a year of high school, kind of like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The fourth year is the senior year, and last episode's Graduation, Invasion, and Aliens Invade Earth. But the best thing is that Rhonda and Kim have been dating, but there's been some questions. Like, matter of fact, it's a running joke through the entire season four, which is, first off, no one can ever remember Ron's name, which is funny. It's like, matter of fact, the way when the show originally got canceled and they ended the big movie, like, that was Ron's big moment at the finale. Dr. Draken's, like, lying in the rain, going, he just goes, okay, we're taking you in, Dr. Draken. He's like, oh boy, kidnap possible, whatever your name is. Okay, that's it. I've been fighting you for like more than 3 years, probably around 10, and I just want to say that you have never gotten my name right. What is my name? I don't know. Say it. Ron Stoppable. And then like the lightning crashes and they pan up like a Wrath of Khan shot. And he's like, woohoo, he knows my name. And then they still don't remember his name. Well, yeah, so it's a big, nice finale. And does Ron and Ken stay together, or does Ken leave Ron to go to college? Some drama, see? Little
I thought this was a kid's show.
They've sort of upped it up a bit. I'm so surprised. And well, it's a little girl. Anyway,
I would enjoy it. Do you want to, before we go into our last awesome show, did you want to review Journeyman or anything that I
oh,
didn't
my
watch?
God.
Because
okay,
I intend
I
to watch Journeyman tonight.
Okay, most everyone in my generation might not remember the show that well, but they have nothing but good things to say about Quantum Leap.
Yes, I only watched occasionally, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, the thing, my dad pointed this out to me when we were watching DJ Og Dog. He noted that Quantum Leap didn't really have necessarily good endings all the time.
Mm-mm.
Journeyman looks like it might be having, or that's their thing too, is Dean Stockwell was always there to sort of guide Sam on what to do.
Yeah.
Journeyman, he has no guide. Or does he? That we haven't really
so
got
this
that
this is kind
yet.
Of like a better, more complex version of
well,
Quantum
Leap.
Well,
it's a Leap. More, sort of. The thing
well,
is
Quantum Leap was every episode was pretty much standalone. And this is going to be more of a serial,
sort of,
isn't it?
Well, it was about him getting home. Journeyman is like, he has to, at this point, there's no rhyme or reason why he does it. But there was a few things interesting developments that there may be a character that might end up being like the Dean Stockwell that guides him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really neat twist. I'm not going to ruin
okay.
for anybody.
I'll watch it tonight.
No, no. I honestly.
You don't want to ruin it for anybody. Okay.
Anybody. No.
Not just me.
Nathan Trimmer, my best friend besides Jimmy, pointed it out to me. And I said, you know what? It looks sort of stupid. But we had it on the NBC free preview on our deep our cable box.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it and me and my father were both blown away. Matter of fact, I was on the edge of my seat. Like, actually, it should have done what Bionic Woman should have done, which mm-hmm. is catch you at the edge of the seat and find out what was going to happen next.
Yeah.
And it didn't do that. Journeyman did. And it was had a happy ending to boot, and then it sort of left you off like Spider-Man 2, like, is it happy? What's going to happen? Did he go back in time again? We don't know. So, yeah, good show. That's all I'm
saying. Okay. And the show that we both love
Chuck
was Chuck. Chuck is going to be the show of the season, I think. I'm calling it now, even though I haven't seen
it. I would love
it
to be Big Bang Theory 2, but I know it's not. It's going to be Chuck.
What? You'd love it to be what?
I would love it to be Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I just really love that show.
And there's other shows that I think are going to do well. And we'll end the show by talking about what we want to watch coming up. But Chuck is the show so far that it's got everything. It's humorous.
Yes.
It's got a fantastic cast. Even though I'm not a fan of Sarah Lancaster, who plays his sister. She was the one character in What About Brian I hated. I was so glad they wrote her out after the first like six episodes.
She was the girl in Scrubs, too, who
I know.
The candy shop.
I know. And I had already seen her in What About Brian before I saw those episodes. And so I'm like, eh. But I love that she's a doctor again. She was a doctor on What About Brian. But I love her boyfriend, Captain
Awesome.
She worked
in Scrubs. That was
I know. She's always a doctor. But I love her boyfriend, Captain Awesome. I think that's awesome that he says everything's awesome and they call him Captain Awesome.
Or that. It's like a, how's my brother doing? Totally not awesome like that.
And did you get, I don't know if you got this joke, but I like caught it in the middle of the episode and died laughing. Chuck wears Chucks.
Yes.
His shoes are Chucks.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if people would get that.
Converse is for those not hip.
Right, but we
called
them Chucks. They're like the old school, like 70s basketball shoes.
Which would all
shoes.
My characters sort of wear, too, just to throw that out.
I had a pair in high school that I wore. I had a couple pairs in a row.
My father actually had a pair from back when he was in high school, and I found them. They were in beautiful condition.
Really? The ones I bought were cheap and fell apart.
I wore them in high school and wore them down.
Oh.
But
I love
honor.
The Chuck wears Chucks. I think that's just hilarious.
That is funny.
And the CIA and NSA thing with Adam Baldwin and that really
and
hot girl
nice
that
little,
reminds
oh.
me of Christine Taylor.
Doesn't she
have a Christina Taylor-esque
quality?
She reminds
me more of Erica, like an actual hot version of Erica Christensen.
Who's Erica Christensen?
I'm not getting into this.
Okay. She reminded me kind of Christine Taylor.
Sort
what
of.
I was getting. Sort
ben
of.
Stiller's wife, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Microphone getting in my way.
But
sorry.
Just other than Sarah Lancaster, who is tolerable, the rest of the cast is just brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. I love Adam Baldwin.
Oh,
I loved him on Serenity and Firefly.
That
and
was a that was
Angel,
great.
And he was really, and I love that he's going to, when he put on the Best Buy, no, it's not called Best Buy, what's it called?
It's a Better Buy.
Not Better Buy.
Yes,
buy I, Now. No.
No, it's Better Buy Now. It's something like that. It's,
something.
It's,
a, it's definitely a take
well,
off of Best Buy
a,
and their
well,
Geek Squad,
more,
only it's the Nerd Herd.
It's more of a, no, it's, I would say it's more of a mixture between that and Circuit City. Like, it's more Circuit
yeah,
City.
Yeah, but with the
Circuit
car
City,
and stuff, it's more of a.
Apparently the location they use is a Circuit City.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, that's why their marketing special item, like the actual, you can get the fall preview.
It looks more like a Circuit City, but I think with the Nerd
the
Herd
parody,
and stuff, they were going.
Best Buy.
It doesn't matter. It, the
it's
point
still
is.
Funny.
Yeah, and Adam Baldwin putting on that uniform at the end as a trainee. He looks so out of place. It's going to be hilarious.
I also love the fact that the last moment ends with not like a nice, happy, oh, he sort of likes her kind of moment. But she's
still in love with her dead boyfriend.
Who is sort of the catalyst. We won't ruin it. It's right. The catalyst for the whole episode.
Right, and I do think that eventually they'll build them into a love interest. But at first I thought that's where they were going with it. And then they went a totally different direction.
Well,
like she has to take some time to get over her past before she could love him.
Best line ever, and if I ever hear it, I don't care if it's from a TV show, I'm going to rip it off. When is I just hate to tell you, Chuck, but I do have some baggage. Well, I can be your baggage handler.
That was ridiculous.
Yes, no, that was ridiculous. But no, I was like, I was like, that's fucking smooth, man.
No,
I really didn't think so. I thought I was like, considering.
It sounded dirty. It sounded smutty. Like, I'm going to handle your baggage, isn't like boobs being baggage or something.
Yeah, but she's talking about
her junk in her trunk. Her trunk could be her
past.
Baggage.
How is her past boobs or ass? I know,
but that's the way he said it just sounded kind of sleazy. I didn't really like that one. Oh, you know what?
They could just do 4-minute scenes of her changing and getting ready. Oh, I know.
Those were good. That scene in the bar where she was taking down everybody around them was pretty cool. She was dancing. That dance.
Jimmy was masturbating.
I was not, but it came was close. Hot. Oh, it was Jesus. Hot.
Oh, man.
Masturbating for money, which you heard earlier in the show. That could be the name of the episode, Masturbating for Money. The things we do for money. No. Okay, what of the new shows coming out in the next week or two do you think you might watch other than Chuck and Journeyman? Any other shows this year you're going to add to your lineup?
Actually, I have a few. I've not watched some of them, obviously. I'd like to see how it goes further. I'm still sort of iffy. I mean, I like the pilot. Back to You. Maybe
I'll keep watching it, but yeah,
because I really do. I hate Patricia Heaton, but I love Kelsey Grammer and Fred Willard.
I hated Patricia Heaton in Everybody Loves Raymond. She's gonna play. She seems like she might play a more sympathetic character, well, not quite as bitchy.
I used to like her, but then after
she's
I tried seeing
too
her,
too bitchy.
I was just saying that, like, really, she had to be because of Ray. But that I thought it was like they were really married. But
okay.
My problem is that every time I've seen her in anything else, she can't do anything else. So yeah. That's why I'm sort of surprised that she didn't annoy me, because I saw her in like the Goodbye Girl remake and a few other things.
Mm-mm.
She couldn't, in my opinion. Anyway, okay. Back to You, Chuck, Journeyman, Big Bang Theory. I want to give Reaper a shot.
I definitely want to, because before it seemed like at the beginning of the summer they're talking about like it was already dead and killed, and now they're talking about it like it's going to be good and be a hit. I'm interested in Reaper. I'm interested in Moonlight. I'm going to give Moonlight a shot. Oh, it's almost an Angel remake, but not quite.
See, that's the thing. I hate to say it, but I'd rather just stick with Angel.
I love Angel to death, but and the preview made it look like it was trying to be an Angel, which would be disappointing. I mean, the lady cop and stuff, it looked very first season Angel-ish to me, which would disappoint me if it's just an Angel knockoff. But I'm going to give it a chance because I like vampires.
And then, obviously, we're still talking about new shows, right?
Yeah, new shows.
Oh,
You going to give Pushing Daisies a shot?
Oh, God, yeah.
The trailer looks good, but I've heard it's not good, and they've kind of pulled a lot of the publicity on it.
What?
I've
heard nothing but good things about Pushing Daisies.
Well, I'm going to give that a shot. I'm super excited about Private Practice, of course. Grey's Anatomy spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
I know you won't watch it, but...
Oh, of course not.
Kate Walsh, who also starred in the Drew Carey Show. We'll start in Private Practice.
Like, yeah, it's like your lure. It's like,
I'm trying to lure you because,
like,
I know you're a Drew Carey fan.
Come on,
you liked her as Nikki on the Drew Carey Show.
I did not like her as Nikki.
Oh,
on the
never
Drew
mind.
Carey Show.
I didn't either.
I
didn't
liked
like
Kate.
I know. I didn't really.
Until, matter of fact, actually,
she was Kate Walsh was really fat when she did the Drew Carey Show, or was that just the suit?
No, she was fat.
Because she's skinny and hot now. As Addison Shepherd. Like,
no,
she is
she
the hottest
huge.
Woman on Grey's
Matter
Anatomy.
Fact, remember when she first appeared, she was actually bigger. And then, like, when she came back later, she was skinnier.
Right.
And that was, like, the whole point is that, all right, why would you want to go with me? You're, like, hot now. And then he dumped Kate for her. Oh, I'm getting
frustrated. See, Kate Walsh, I thought she was the hottest actress on Grey's Anatomy. I really did. I think she's higher than Katherine Heigl or whoever. I do. I know. Sacrilege. But I like a certain type of woman. But with the addition of Kyler Lee on Grey's Anatomy, she was going to give Kate Walsh a run for her money.
You know what,
so I'm glad they're on different
I
shows.
I thought the same thing too until, not the same thing, but I thought Katherine Heigl was hot until she became a bitch. And then I was like, I don't want
to. But I'm glad that they're moving Kate Walsh on her own show so she doesn't have to compete with Kyler Lee for my attentions. Because Kyler Lee is hot. Kyler Lee is awesome.
So what else is new?
Any other new shows coming out that you think you might want to check out?
It'll be a new show for me. I might check out. It's called Till Death.
You're going to check out Till Death?
I might. Well, you showed me an episode last year, but it was sort of funny.
Started out like sort of funny, but as the show went on, it kind of found its stride and it got funnier as the season went on. And again, I watched it sporadically and out of order.
My thing with that is it's like it really is this like it's like if Brad Garrett did a sequel to Everybody Loves Raymond, but it's not as heartwarming.
He's not Robert, though. No, I
understand. That's what I'm saying. It's like the opposite. It's a meaner version of Everybody Loves Raymond. And that's the thing. But see, that's the thing I liked about Everybody Loves Raymond is that they can be really horribly mean to each other, but there's always some weird emotional center that guides through the episode that makes you realize it's like you can feel sorry for the characters because they're idiots. Till Death, it's like they can be really snarpy with each other.
They can, but what they've built the show into, and this was very much exhibited in the premiere, is they keep shoving the younger characters less and less in the episodes. I love Eddie K. Thomas and that girl.
See, that's what I'm saying. Those two
they've gotten
the show
smaller.
Happily.
Well, they've gotten snipey with each other, and they've been getting into the angry fights where it's hard to see how they're going to forgive each other. Whereas Brad Garrett and Jolie Fisher have become more of a. I think you should leave that little bit in there. I'm sorry.
Wait, you're going to like the best part too.
Nick's probably going to. Okay, but I'm not
going to
talk.
Wait for it.
Get out of here with that cheese!
We're not done.
We're not done.
Don't turn off the show.
Don't turn off the show. This is just a red herring.
That's because that's where
our
episode ended last week.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot to.
Okay, though I think you should leave it in there and then just copy it again at the end of the show.
Oh, God.
Because otherwise they won't know what we're talking about. I don't want you to cut out that whole section.
Oh, trust me, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, it's. But Jolie Fisher and Brad Garrett, it's more that they're so in love with each other that they annoy each other, but they can overlook. And like the season premiere started with that they actually started pointing out each other's bad social habits. Like Brad Garrett's like, you need to stop. Or they went to a birthday party and Brad Garrett's like, we need to leave because the cake's coming out because it was the neighbor's birthday. And he's like, no, Joy can't be here when they sing happy birthday. And it was too late. They were already bringing out the cake. And Joy goes into this very over the top, happy birthday. And like everybody like stops singing and gives her these like dirty looks because she's just over the top, but she doesn't care. And like earlier at the party, Brad Garrett's like doing impressions of people and stuff. And he's good with impressions. He really is. And he was doing some great impressions. And she's like, so then he tells her not to sing at parties anymore. And then she's like, well, you need to stop doing impressions, blah, blah, blah. And they're sniping and they're really upset. And then they go to a banquet at the end. And this wife's like trying to sing to her husband. I can't remember what it is, but it's a very famous love song from like 10 or 20 years ago. And she's trying to sing and she forgets the lyrics. So you can tell like Joy's ready to jump. All that and Joy's cleavage. He makes her cover up the cleavage. And he's like, go for it, honey. Because he can tell that it's tearing her up. So she like pops open her shirt and jumps up there and steals the mic and shoves the old woman out of the way and starts singing. And she's like, and my backup, Louis Armstrong. And she looks at him and he gets up and starts doing Louis Armstrong. And they're singing together.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, now that's good. But I know the one episode you showed me. It's like married couple, they would snipe at each other, but they actually had the emotional center to it, and then like the bitter backfighting was between
the older
couple,
right? And as the show's evolved, you've learned that the older couple, they now don't let an episode end without the older couple making up and realizing.
Okay, because that was my complaint
at the beginning of the show. Whereas the younger couple now has become the couple that gets snippy, but then there's also the waves in marriage, from what I've heard. So it may go back and forth, you know.
You're single and sad.
I know.
Oh, I'm sad too.
But no, it's those two are the hardest. The entire theme song that they added this year is just the two of them dancing. They don't even have the young couple in the theme song. It's the two of them dancing with each other. And I'm like, that's really good. I like it.
When next season when Eddie K. Thomas will be completely off the show.
No, I don't think they'll do that. I think they need to keep the youngies. Because they're always the catalyst for whatever drives the older story.
Hmm.
Whatever's going on with the youngies.
So what about you, Jimmy? We veered off course again.
Okay. Other new shows, other than like Private Practice, which I'm super excited. I can't say enough how much I'm excited about Private Practice. I'm also going to watch
it three times in a row. Just there, and then twice before.
Except for the recasting of her friend. Okay, but anyway, I also think I'm going to watch Big Shots and Dirty Sexy Money.
What was Big Shots?
Big Shots is sort of like Dirty Sexy. Big Shots they're promoting as the Sex of the City for guys. It's guys single older guys going through their women, whatever. Being independent in the city. And then Dirty Sexy Money, of course, is the lawyer for the dirty, sexy family who has lots of money. They look like very similar tone shows, but I'm going to watch them both. And they both have lots of actors that are really liking them.
I thought you were going to say brilliant.
And they're both on ABC.
ABC? ABC.
What's the Friday night show I'm going to watch after Ghost Whisper? I can't remember. There's something on Friday nights.
There was something there, but we never watched the TV seasons to get caught up to it. It's after Ghost Whisper.
Numbers?
Mm-hmm. It's after Ghost Whisper.
Which I will have to watch next summer. I know, but there's going to be something on the channel that Ghost Whisper is on.
Ghost Whisper usually comes on at 9.
Right.
Then 10 o'clock's Numbers.
On CBS? Yes. Then Ghost Whisper must be 8 this year, and there's something else at 9.
Well, fuck tard.
That might be Moonlight. I don't remember.
Moonlight.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's all I got. We'll have more new reviews in a week or two. And we've got a special parody song prepared for you.
Not this week.
Yes, this week.
No, not this week.
We're recording it this week.
Well, we might be recording this week, but it's not.
You're
going to
save
week.
It for next week's episode?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, we're going to record it like
that
right
way
now.
We can properly do a nice segue into it, which Jimmy began to do, but I just couldn't break his heart, interrupt his beautiful speech about TiVo and cancel shows, private practice cancel shows.
So tune in. Oh, well, this episode's run freaking long. Tune in next week where you will hear a beautiful parody song that.
It's going to be horrible. Jimmy sings.
I may sing some of it, but Nick will probably end up singing most of it.
That's because I have a beautiful man voice.
You do have a beautiful man voice.
Right, ladies. I'm available. Call my number, 432.
Okay, so next week, more previews. Did you really just give your real number?
No, I didn't give out other people's real numbers either.
I'll give my real number, 614-216-6043.
Jimmy the Dude Daily called me.
614-216-6043. Single, cute ladies, call me.
And he likes to call people at like...
I like long walks on the beach, romantic dinners, and watching TV while cuddled on the couch.
That's
until
right.
we pull
and,
around.
And you know what? If you want to call someone special, here's another number for you. He's our missing co-host. It's 614...
No, don't give out Nathan.
5906.
Meanwhile... Oh, speed. You need to beep out some of those numbers when you post this.
You know what? I was like, guess what the missing number is? Beep, beep, beep. 5.
So if Nick has not beeped out any numbers, I apologize. If he has, thank you for beeping them out, Nick.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we'll see you
that
next
I've
week
not.
On some more season premiere news. Don't beep out my numbers. Once again, I'm the good, Nick's the bad, and Nathan's the geeky.
What do you, no, that's not funny. That's not funny. And that, you know what? That hurts, man.
Okay, fine. You can be the good, Nathan can be the bad, and I'll be the geeky.
Why can't I be the geeky?
I'm geeky too. Fine, you be the geeky and I'll be the good.
How about
we can take turns being the good and the geeky and Nathan can just stay the bad?
How about Nathan's, or we're the good, Nathan's the bad, and we're the geeky?
The geeky, okay, that works.
No, Nathan, that's mean to you. Nathan, you can be the good.
Nathan's not really that geeky,
I'll
though.
Be the bad this week and you can be the geeky.
We'll take turns.
You know what? We'll assign every week. The good, the bad.
I think after this week's show, I'm definitely geeky.
Well, right
and
now,
so are you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
right,
well, thank you
done.
For listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you
and
next
enjoy
week.
The repeat performance of our ending noise.
Yo, yeah. So it's like, well, hey, a freakazoid, what about that watch?
Get out of here with that! Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, Jeepers! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.